the Gospel Spotlight, and we welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Martin's Favor. Ladies, how are you?
Yeah, great.
Okay, introduce yourselves to me, would you?
I'm Elaine.
I'm Janine.
I'm Francine.
And our brother Eric is not able to be with us right now.
Oh, well, that's okay. I don't mind being among the ladies. Listen, hey, you guys got a great sound. And the single, As For Me In My House, biblically based, but let me tell you, when I first heard it, it was like, dun, 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 I was like, whoa, this is hot. Hey, tell me, how did you come about doing this particular song?
Well, Eric is the principal writer, and what he does is he will bring melody and lyrics to us, or to me, actually, I'm Elaine, and I play. We'll sit down and arrange the music. He, through different life experiences, he's a minister as well, so he studies Joshua's one of his favorite books. Just a declaration, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord is one of his favorite passages. So that's basically where it comes from.
Did you think that stations would embrace that song the way that they are embracing that song?
We were prayerful that they would.
Okay, all right.
But you know, it's always different when you take, you know, your music or your ministry outside of your environment and let others share in it. But before putting it out, we had let a lot of friends and family and industry people listen to it, and people tended to gravitate to that song in particular, and that's why we chose that one as our first single.
How hard is it working a project when you are doing it independently?
It has its challenges, definitely. You have to be creative. You also, because we're distributed through ADA Warner Brothers, so that's some notoriety, but it is a challenge to be able to come up against, navigate the competition. And I don't really even look at it as competition, but I guess it has to be. But if you have to navigate the industry
as
new artists, and then also be professional about it. So it's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge. But it's fun because we're all business majors. We like the idea of growing something and building something.
Yeah.
You mentioned competition. How does it make one feel when you have the radio on and you might hear a Yolanda Adams, then you might hear a Fred Hammond, and then the announcers, and here's Martin's Favor?
Oh, that's great. I don't know if you ever saw the Robert Townsend, what was the Robert Townsend movie? Five Heartbeats.
Jumping
out the bed. It's something like that, too.
Hey, oh man, listen, you are brothers and sisters, and that's how you got the name Martin's Favor, I believe?
Yes, our last name is Martin, and Favor is a prayer. Our mom used to pray for us when we were growing up. She used to always pray for us and ask God to give us favor as we go. And so, basically, in brainstorming and trying to figure out a name, Martin was taken, you know, it's Martin Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
The Martins, there's another gospel group called the Martins. That's Christian contemporary, and so we were like, okay, we need something different. And so basically, that's how that came about.
And actually, we actually dedicated a spot on the project to actually explain that. We get that question a lot.
Wow, okay.
Pick up the CD, it's number 11.
Number 11.
Number 11.
Number 11 on the CD. Okay. Hey, now speaking of the CD, it's called A Place?
Yes.
Okay, this is your sophomore project?
Yes.
Okay. What's the difference from your debut project and the sophomore project, along with, I know you probably feel some growth, but are you going into a different direction, or what's just happening with A Place?
All of the above, like you said, different direction, musically, spiritually. The first project was, we sing around a lot, and we're from Los Angeles, and we sing a lot around in our area, and we were giving shows, and people always want to take something home with them, so we recorded the first project. It was coffee house style, kind of jazzy, laid back. This one is still has some of those elements, but it's definitely more towards, you know, our choir and gospel roots, as well as, you know, the R&B and jazz that's part of us. It's a lot of different influences that come to the table when we like music as a whole.
Now, being brothers and sisters and you guys are playing together and you're traveling together, is there any sibling rivalry there?
No. You know, we talk a lot of things through. And, you know, people, we do get asked this question a lot. So you guys actually really get along.
Hey.
Yeah, we actually really do. And if we have differences, we talk about them and we put them on the table. And it's just like a family. Do we agree on everything? No. But we're grown enough to know that we don't have to, you know,
let that stay there.
Now,
if,
discuss it, work it out.
Okay. Now, if one were to ask you to describe Martin Favor, what type of group would you say? Would you say it's kind of jazzy, gospel, or contemporary, or how would you describe Martin Favor?
I think that we are, Lindsay, we have the components of contemporary and jazz, but we're also traditional, and it's a contemporary spin on traditional music.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, there are a lot of components and a lot of elements, and so a soulful,
eclectic.
But I don't want to sound like it's so out of the box.
Yeah.
But it's contemporary. Our spin on contemporary music, basically.
And finally, ladies, where will we find, or where do you think Martin Favor will be 5 years from now?
Hopefully worldwide. You know,
amen.
I mean, you know, I really believe God is, you know, expanding our territory.
In our ministry. Because of the continued work and growth, we'll see the increase from our efforts. And so it's about ministry first for us, and it's about what God has, what God wants from us. And so
wherever he takes it,
we'll follow it. Amen.
Well, ladies, it has been a pleasure. Tell Eric he missed out.
We appreciate you guys so much.
Oh my God.
Hey.
You guys have given us so much love, and we love y'all.
Hey, well, we appreciate good music. We appreciate music with a message in it, and music that our audience can get something out of, and that's what you guys are doing on A Place, and especially that song, As For Me In My House.
Thank you.
Okay? We speak nothing but blessings on Martin's Favor and on everything that you do, and may God continue to bless you guys.
Thank you. God bless you.
Our guest, Martin Favor. The project's called A Place. Pick it up.
And you can get it at www.martinfavor.com or at a store near you.
Thank you, ladies.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.